performer, often seen on the improvised avant-garde scenes. She's a Canadian artist who is a founding member of the groups Justin and Wonder Brass, as well as part of Parasites, a duo with Martin Tietro. And she's been really active in Vancouver recently, working with the Now Orchestra and Talking Pictures, as well as a recent performance at the Vancouver New Music Festival. So here is the first track for the show, Diane LeBrosse's Unison Duet. Oh, actually, I also want to mention that I was looking up some information on her when I was doing the research for the show, and she actually wrote something for, I think it was 9 toy pianos as well, a little bit of an ensemble piece there. So it's very interesting stuff. Anyway, here's the first track. All right, well, welcome back. So that was Diane LeBrosse's Unison Duet. So moving on, I'm going to go on to Jem Finer, and the song's called From Score for a Hole in the Ground. Okay, now, it's an English musician and composer primarily playing the banjo, and he also plays mandola, sax, hurdy-gurdy, and guitar. Who plays the hurdy-gurdy now? That's awesome. He's a founding member of the Pogues, a British group. In 2005, he won the PRS Foundation New Music Award on the basis for his proposal to build a device that will automatically compose a song of indeterminate length by harnessing the creative force of the weather. Okay? So, and I should have pulled up that article, actually. I guess I'll do that for after. This is quite a short track. So let's see, number 7. So let's check it out, and then I'll read you that after. Okay, so I forgot to pull that up, but I have it here. So basically, this is what his proposal said. And if you just tuned in, it's his proposal to build a device that will automatically compose a song of indeterminate length by harnessing the creative force of the weather. So here it is. The countryside is shot through with holes in the ground, wells, mine shafts, fissures, bunkers, ventilation holes. In this piece of music, the venue is a deep shaft in which there will be placed at different heights bowls of different sizes and tunings pivoted about their center of gravity, the instruments. So that's what you've been hearing, guys. And the players, the drips of water, will strike the bowls, ringing them like bells. As they fill with water, their timbres will change, and the delicate equilibrium of their pivots will cause them to sway slightly, modulating the tones. Overflowing a bowl will drip into ones below it. Oh, overflowing. Anyway, you get the idea. So, yeah, actually, I thought it sounded like the contraption outside Science World, but cool. Good to know. Moving on. This is, I think, a longer piece, and it's called Water Map, written by Jordan Nobles. And this composer, performer, producer, etc., has already written over 75 works for everything from solos to orchestra, and I think he's, like, under 30. He's a Canadian artist, and his work, Still Life, has been chosen to represent Canada at the International Society for Contemporary Music's 2009 World Music Days in Sweden. His works were recently performed at the Vancouver New Music Festival, as well as many other such festivals, like the New York's Bang on a Can Summer Music Festival. Bang on a Can is organized by Cantaloupe Music, and if you haven't heard of them, you should definitely check out their website. They have very good artists. So coming up in 2009, in April, is a concert-length collaboration with Canada's premier spoken word artist, Shane Coizan, at the Vancouver East Cultural Centre. So you should check that out after this next year of school. So Jordan Nobles is often referred to as an artist of spatial music, which is what often happens when they have performances and all the speakers, because it's an electronic performance, all the speakers will be put all around the audience, within the audience, and et cetera. You get the idea. So, all right, let's take a listen. Thank you.
What might one hear when listening to an episode of Mondo Trash Show with Maxwell Maxwell on CITR 101.9 FM?
I love you so much, Madonna.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
And that's why I'm going to kill you.
Sundays at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Look at this muscle, man. Oh, God, it's so beautiful.
I'm calling the police now!
Hey, I'm Maxwell Maxwell, and every Sunday at 9 p.m. on CITR, I play electro and indie rock, and I give away free concert tickets, and you should totally listen, because it's pretty cool.
Okay, so welcome back to CITR. This is Robin. You're listening to The Rib. And next up, we have another track from the Music Works magazine CDs here. This is by Tasman Richardson, and it's called Fantasy Core. And Tasman Richardson is a Canadian video artist, electronic composer, designer, curator, and organizer who's been active around the world for over a decade. He lives in Toronto. His work focuses on the spectacle of a post-everything televisionary existence, video editing as a language, the strict unification of sound and image, micro-subliminal composition, and capturing elusive digital refuse. So, yeah, here's Fantasy Core.
A shadow shall fall over the universe, and evil will grow on its path, and death will come from the skies.
Thank you. throat the mountainside.
Then darkness took me.
Okay, so up next is Louis Dufort's Matériau. And I actually, when I was writing it down, I put that it was by Anne Southam, which is so wrong that it hurts me. But that's okay, because I Wikipedia'd some stuff about Mr. Dufort. And he's an electroacoustic music composer from Montreal, born in 1970. And he's got a bachelor's degree in electroacoustic composition from the University of Montreal and a master's from the Conservatory of Montreal. And let's see what else he's got down here. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he currently divides his time between composing for the Marie Chouinard Contemporary Dance Company, which is weird because Anne Southam also works with dance companies. So, and his work with the Artistic Committee of ACREQ, I don't know what that is, and the creation of hybrid and unbridled music experimentation is, I don't even know what I'm reading. Sorry, I did really horrible research here. But hey, you know, maybe it'll be a good song and I'll be inspired to look up some more stuff. So anyway, it's called Matériau. Hey, welcome back to CITR. This is Ramen. You're listening to The Rib. So what we just heard was by Louis Dufour, and he just wrote this here. It says, "This is the first installment in a cycle of three pieces which experiment with sound matter," and sound is in quotations, "approaching sound matter from its organic nature. Musically, these pieces experiment with tone, harmony, rhythm, and movement." And it was commissioned by Francisco Lopez in collaboration with Quartier Ephemere. And all right, so let's just tell you guys what's coming up for CITR in the next few hours. After me, at 5 o'clock, we have News 101. And then at 5:30 is Career Fast Track with Philip D., followed by Some Sound with Henry S. And then 7:30 is Radio Free Gak with Gary Kay. 9 o'clock, The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And then at midnight, Vengeance is Mine with Trevor Fielding. All right, so for our third to last piece, something by Kyle Gann. It's called Kuster's Ghost to Sitting Bull. And he's an American composer and also was a new music critic for the Village Voice in New York. He's written many books about American new music. His music is often microtonal, using up to 37 pitches per octave. And microtonal means that the tones are smaller in intervals than the conventional 12 tones of the Western scales. His rhythms are based on differing successive and simultaneous tempos and were developed from his study of Hopi Zuni and Pueblo Indian musics. So this piece, Kuster's Ghost and Sitting Bull.
Thank you. and bloodshed that will fall. We are but one act in the play, and we have done as we were told. We are but one act in the play, and we have done as we were told. In less than 15 years, we will both be on the same side. Against you. You will have no foreknowledge of it and no medicine. You could make, would prevent it. The white man sees only white, and the day will come when he will try to extinguish all men. From the face of the earth. Know in your heart that I speak truth. For you and I were once brothers, and will be brothers again. Be relieved of your burden. Men know men. You and they have no ears.
Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM presents the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, a two-day musical extravaganza with a focus on the art of song singing. Sunday, August 31st features Nico Case, Andrew Bird, Destroyer, Deerhoof, The Evaporators, while Monday, September the 1st features The New Pornographers, Black Mountain, Stevie Jackson of Belle and Sebastian, The 1900s, and Biscuit. Both shows are at the Malcolm Bowl in Stanley Park, doors at 3:30 p.m. Advanced tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, High Life Records, and all Ticketmaster locations. Brought to you by Sealed with Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, so I have one more track, and that's the end of the show for today. But before that, I have a guest here, Nicole, who'd like to read a short surrealist-style poem that she devised out of newspaper words. Let's go.
All right, so here we are. Welcome, everyone, to the Nicole Surrealist Poetry Show. Imagine summer, rum beach, sun, blooms, ginger lover, fairies rooted in cane blanket me. Life in dark may leak essentials, far-off root. Oh, the balance of lives.
Excellent. Okay, so I have one more for you. The longest track might get cut off by news, but that's okay. It's by Marla Hladi. It's called Playing Piano, and she's a Toronto artist best known for her moving sculptures and sound art that got her the 2002 SOBY Award. And her Playing Piano explores sound through deconstructive and recombinatory methods. And this is a stripped-down, altered, refashioned piano made to function in unexpected ways. And it's actually a piece of installation sound art, but we have a recording of it here. And with the addition of microprocessors or controlled machines and the appropriation of old piano rolls, it generates many unexpected sounds. So that's it for the rib today. Thank you for listening. Next week is going to be another amazing show. More energy from my part, but, you know, can't be uppity every day. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking and see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
CITR News.
CITR 101.9 FM presents News 101, Vancouver's volunteer-produced student and community newscast. Now, here's your host, Rita Farkas.
I'm Marie Bernard. Good evening. In the news this week, an expensive piece of fruit causes a stir and a reminder of the old Boy Scout motto, be prepared. We'll have all this plus your weather forecast coming up this half hour right here on News 101. Now with a look at more local and provincial news, here is News 101 reporter Charlotte Nobles.
If you're planning to enjoy one of BC's beautiful lakes or rivers,